Welcome to our favorite Morning Show Topics podcast, Reed and Chelsea with you. Of course, the topic that dominated this morning was the Molson Coors shooting from yesterday. We also did want to have some fun, though, just, you know, trying to mix it up this morning. And we relied on the kids to do that for us, Chelsea.
Yes.
So our question of the day yesterday, which we always like to read then, your responses the following morning,
yeah,
which was this morning. What's the craziest thing your kid, nephew, niece, grandkid, maybe you as a kid have ever done? Your favorite was Christopher. He actually gave us two stories. So would you like to relay at least one or both of these stories from Christopher?
Yes. His dad was a construction worker.
When Christopher was little.
Yes. And he decided to fill his tool belt with some of his plastic fake tools.
His little kid tools.
So Christopher's dad went to work and realized he had a plastic hammer. That is hilarious.
What I think is so cute about this is Christopher replaced the big hammer with his plastic hammer.
Yeah.
So his dad reached down for where the hammer would be.
But then where's the big hammer?
But I thought it was hilarious that, you know, he reached down for the hammer and then pulls his plastic hammer out, looks down, all of his tools, or most of his tools have been replaced by his plastic tools. Also, Christopher gave us a bonus story. His niece got into peanut butter, fully covered herself, all of the couches, walls, and floors with peanut butter. Which I don't know how you would clean. We mentioned
not
this during
with
the
water.
Show. Well, what I would mean, you really use?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know if like dish soap.
Yeah.
Because if you smeared peanut butter.
Right.
So, yeah. The worst of that would be the couches, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because you just can't get that out. I mean, maybe if you have to get like a full-on like carpet cleaner with like the suction hose. And
I don't even know if it would pull it out.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Kids do the darndest things, don't they? All right, well, best of luck getting through today. It's not going to be an easy day. We will talk to you guys tomorrow.